Hey, good evening, everyone. Okay. So last week and Thursday, we were discussing the Suddas of Shabbos. Okay, I'm sorry. I hope I can be heard. Okay, so we were discussing the Suddas. We began discussing the Suddas of Shabbos, and mentioned that everyone, including women, men and women alike, are chayiv in all three Suddas of Shabbos. And the question I think we left off with was what is it necessary to eat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suddas Shabbos? What does one have to eat? Okay, so the Friday night Suda and the Shabbos morning Suda, the halacha is one must eat bread to be able to see the Suda. Minimally, it has to be a Suda with pas. We know there's we start with Lecha Mishnah, but we'll leave that for a second. Lecha Mishnah would not be ma'akev even if you didn't have Lecha Mishnah. As long as you eat bread, you'd be able to see the Suda. How much bread? Well, minimally a kezias, but preferably, as we mentioned in the past, this concept, preferably not just one kezias, but two kezasim and a drop more. Two kezasim means a kebetza and a drop more, preferably. Minimally, if a person ate a kezias, they'd be yotze. That's Friday night and Shabbos morning. Now, there's a mitzvah to make the suda a suda of oneg, not just bread. It's a mitzvah to have other ma'achalim, other dishes, other foods that you enjoy. And typically we do that, Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to live in a lifestyle now where most people are able to enhance their suda with fish and chicken or meat or side dishes, salads, etc. And it's a mitzvah to do that. It's a mitzvah to have things that you enjoy. The mitzvah is oneg, to make foods that you enjoy, not necessarily to make foods that are fancy or that are, that look nice, but foods that taste nice, taste that are appealing to the palate. That's the mitzvah, and of course, it's a question of personal taste, etc. Okay, but the suda must have, even if you love potato kugel and whatever else might be and meat, and you really don't care too much for bread, but to be able to see the suda, you have to have bread. When it comes to Shalosh Suddas, that's the only time that there's a Shaila. But let me be clear that even there, by Shalosh Suddas, it is definitely the preferred, the lechatchila manner of being Yotzi Shalosh Suddas is with bread. Lechatchila Shalosh Suddas also should be bread. Now, Shalosh Suddas typically is not as elaborate a Suda as the other two Sudas. Not that it can't be, but it's really viewed as sort of an extra, because typically the standard eating style that the Torah recognizes is two sudas a day, one at night and one during the day. So you had your suda Friday night, and then you had already a day suda. So the idea of having another suda during the day when it's still Shabbos before night, that's a chiddush. That's almost like an extra, and the Torah is mechayev for lekavod Shabbos to have an extra suda. But it's common that suda not be necessarily very elaborate, and that's okay. But as I said, lechatchila it should be bread, and when it's bread, then it should be again with you start again with lecha mishnah, and the same amount of bread that we mentioned by the other sudas, at least the kezias, preferably two kezias and plus. If one is not able to have bread then, or one is just is just too full, or for whatever reason, they're really not interested in having bread. So there's a level, there's a list of secondary choices, second, third, fourth. The first thing on the list after bread is mine mizonos, to have cake, crackers, things like that, to have pasa baba kisnin, that which is not regular pas, regular bread, but bread family products, like cake, for example. The person ate a kezias of cake, or better yet, two plus kezias of cake, could be yotzi shalosh shudas that way. or with other forms of pasa baba kistin, kubiyose. The next thing on the list is having fish and meat, even without no bread, no mazonos, but sitting down having a couple of meatballs or whatever it is, some cold cuts, fish or fish, having some gefilte fish, having whatever it may be. That's next on the list. After that, if a person's not having or can't have or whatever reason doesn't have, isn't having that bread, not mazonos, not fish and meat, the next thing is peiros, mine peiros, to have fruits, which fruits and vegetables. And that basically that includes just about anything, you know, a piece of an apple, a fruit platter, a vegetable platter, potato chips. Potato chips is also, you know, vegetable, etc. And so minimally, a person could be yotzi shalishes that way. It's pretty far down on the list. And the Shulchan Aruch gives a list, and it's a list of preferences. So it's pretty far down on the list. But if a person, you know, is not going to do anything else, at least do that. At least have a bag of potato chips, or have an apple, or, you know, something of that sort. Now, the halacha is, though, that, so we spoke about the timing of the other two sudas. And I think we spoke about the earliest time for Shalosh Sudas. The earliest time, I think I mentioned, if not, anyway, let's clarify. It's a half hour after Chatzos Hayom, 6.5 hours in the day. That's the earliest time for Shalosh Sudas. But what's the latest time? So, well, Lechatchila, you have to wash, or you have to get the Suda started before Shkia. Once you did that, once you started before Shkia, so if it's a bread meal, then you can continue as long as you want. As long as you're still in the Suda, even though on the clock, it's already, it may be a time when Shabbos is over or could be over. On the clock, it's already, you know, past, it's Tzeisa Kochavim. Nonetheless, as long as you're still in the Suda, you're allowed to eat. If you were not in the middle of your Suda, you couldn't eat then. You're not allowed to eat, preferably after Shkia. You're not supposed to start eating. But certainly when it's well after Shkia, you're not allowed to start eating a Suda. Now, if a person wasn't Yotzi Shalosh Sudas, he didn't have anything at all, and it's after Shkia, then he's still supposed to do it. He's still supposed to start. In fact, until let's say Miami time, till at least 20 minutes or after Shkia, 20 to 30 minutes, let's say 20, 25 minutes after Shkia in New York, Chicago, a little bit later even, certainly up to a half hour after Shkia, if a person didn't have Shalosh Sudas at all, they didn't have. So they should still have Shalosh Sudas, even though it's well after Shkia. But otherwise, let's say you did have Shalosh Sudas, you were Yotzi Shalosh Sudas, and now you, let's take the case where a man had Shalosh Sudas at home during the summer, perhaps, and then he goes to shul for mincha, and then the shul has a Shalosh Sudas, so he already is Yotzi, so he sits, he stays around in the shul, and he's learning. Then when the rav is going to speak, so he goes to join everyone else at the table to hear the rav's drasha, the rav's Dvar Torah. By then it's you know, it's after Shkia, and he's sitting and hearing the Dvar Torah, and there's food on the table. So he maybe, you know, normally you might reach over. If it was a regular, it was a Friday night oneg, you'd reach over and take a potato chip or a cup of soda or whatever. But now you can't do that. It's after Shkia, it's well after Shkia. You were Yotzi Shalosh Sudas already, so you're not allowed to eat. You can't help yourself to a potato chip or to anything else at the table. The people that are at the table who started the meal, they washed before Shkia, or even if it was slightly after Shkia, but they washed when it was still okay to wash, so then they could continue the Suda as late as they want. So they could be munching, leave out the fact that they're, you know, listening to the Rav, but we're talking about purely from a Hilchas eating perspective, they're allowed to continue eating, but not the individual who didn't start before and he just came over to the table now. So what happens though if you started Shalosh Sudas on time, but you didn't wash? You started Shalosh Sudas, but your Shalosh Sudas was just going to be fruit. You're only having fruits and vegetables, or maybe a piece of gefilte fish. Then you have to stop at Shkia. Once you're Yotze, once you had enough to be Yotze, you have to stop, preferably at Shkia. But if you weren't Yotze by Shkia, so finish up right away, eat your shear of fish or fruit and stop. Because it's only if you started a Suda. If you started a Suda, then you have a right to continue the Suda. But it's not enough of a Suda. if you just had fruit and vegetables, it may be enough minimally. It is enough minimally to be yotze shalosh shudos, as we said, but it does not give you the right to continue eating, you know, past once when it's starting to get dark. So you really, if you're not washing, well, certainly if you're only having fruits, vegetables, fish, or meat, you should finish up as close to Shkia as possible, preferably before Shkia, and then stop eating. What happens if you're having cake? You're not washing, but you're having cake. So that's a shayla of the poskim. Is that having cake, which is closer to a real suda, is that good enough that you can continue? So there's a machlokas poskim, but at least there's what to rely on. That if you have if you ate cake, you started, you know, within the right amount of time, then you can continue eating, even though you didn't wash. But certainly, as I said, certainly if you even if it's your shalosh shudos, even if it's your official shalosh shudos, but if it doesn't consist of not bread and not cake, then you have to stop by shkia or as soon as you can afterwards when you ate the requisite shear. Okay. Okay, well, hold it here for now, and as Hashem will pick things up tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.